morning.
Good morning.
It is a great privilege for me to be with you once again.
今天早上能够来到这边跟各位讲到真的是我的荣幸。
I've looked forward to this for some time, so it's great to see all of you today.
我一直在期盼这一天，真的是很高兴能够在这边见到大家。
I want to talk to us about one of the things that is one of my favorite passages out of the whole Bible.
我今天要跟各位讲的呢，是我最喜欢的章节之一。
I'm passionate about it because it speaks about the bride of Christ, and that's who Jesus loves more than anything else.
我热爱这个章节的真理，因为呢，它跟这个教会有关系，也就是这个我们是基督的新娘。
This year marks 33 years that I've been in ministry.
我当牧师超过30年。
And through the years, I have served as a part of that time as a superintendent over a lot of churches.
在这个30多年当中呢，我曾经就是在这个教会里面呢，就是担任牧师或者是指导的角色。
I've seen some very healthy churches.
我有看到很健康的教会。
And I've seen some churches that aren't healthy at all.
我看到一点都不健康的教会。
It has been said that the church is the hope of the world when the church is functioning correctly.
是有这样的说法，就是说呢，教会呢，如果是有正常的运作的话呢，它会是这个世界的希望。
The reason that is true is because the church is the only entity on earth that can bring hope and healing.
因为教会呢，是带来希望跟疗伤的唯一的一个实体。
And I don't know if you get amazed by this, but it amazes me that God has chosen to entrust to faithful men and women the task of being His hands and feet and mouth.
我不知道你有没有觉得这是一个很让人惊讶的事情，就是说神呢已经选择了这个委托忠心对他忠心的男女作为这个耶稣在这个世界上的手脚嘴的任务，来达成这个世界要跟自己和好的目的。
I wish I understood what she was saying. It's really good. It's amazing to me that we have the privilege, you and I have the privilege, of being participants in this amazing work that God wants to do in the world. While I am eternally optimistic about the calling that we have in Christ, I also am realistic enough to know that we can, as people, miss the mark sometimes in following the calling He has given us.
虽然说我对基督对我们的蒙召呢一直是保持着乐观的态度，但是呢，我一直持续的保持警觉，就是说我们很有可能会错过我们所接受到的这个蒙召的这个蒙恩的这个目标。
I was in a church one time that had dropped to be only 4 people and a pastor and his wife, and then they had a church split.
就是我曾经有辅导过一个教会，就是只有那个教会只有四个人，然后这个牧师，加牧师跟师母，然后这个教会甚至还要分裂。
Yeah, and it was all about who was going to control the church.
那个时候就是有争执，说谁是可以控制、掌控这个教会的。
I was in a church that actually was the birth church of my best friend in college.
我曾经是在有一个教会是那个我大学最要好的同学的教会。
His family, actually, some of his family were responsible that when the church got beyond what they could control, they would stand at the door and tell visitors to go away.
就是如果这个教会呢已经超过他们可以掌控的，他会在这个教会的门口跟这个要进来的人说，请你就离开。These
are examples of churches that have forgot a few things, that they've forgotten some things.
这个就是教会呢忘记了一些他们应该有的事情，他们这个就是一个例子。
I have also been in rather small churches that have remembered why God has called them together. And they've changed their community in an amazing way.
他们忘记了他们这个应该这个教会应该做的事情，然后呢，他们用 就是很惊人的方式改变这个教会。
So let me tell you, first of all, some things that I believe people can forget along the way that cause them to not function right.
所以我现在就是要跟各位谈的就是这个，大家可能会忘记啊，这个教会应该要怎么样子才是正确的运作。
First of all, we can forget whose church it is.
啊，第一，我们有可能会忘记这个是谁的教会。
We are the people of the church.But the church does not belong to us.
我们是教会的人，但是这个教会并不属于我们的。
The church belongs to Jesus Christ.
这个教会是属于耶稣基督的。
We are his church.
我们是他的教会。
Secondly, we can forget why we exist.
我们有可能会忘记为什么我们存在。
Ultimately, we exist to bring glory to God and be made in the image of Jesus Christ.
我们呢存在是为了要荣耀神，去符合神的形象。
As a result of that, we will be witnesses to others in the community around us.
我们这样子的结果就是我们会成为这个在这个社区的一个见证。
As I like to say, we come together for a purpose that is to grow in grace and knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ.
就像我喜欢说的，就是我们是为一个目的而凝聚。就是在恩典跟真理的知识上面成长。
And then we scatter for a mission, and that is bear witness to who Jesus Christ is to the rest of the world.
那我们是为我们的使命而分散，就是要成为这个耶稣基督对这个在这个世界上面的见证。
Sometimes we forget what roles we play.
我们有时候会忘记我们的角色是什么。
What I love when I look at people is that God has perfectly created every one of us.With our personalities and our gifts and our passions to play a particular role in the body of Christ.
神呢，非常创造我们每一个人都是很完美的。这个完美是指说我们呢，就是每一个人都是很适合他在他的本分上面的角色，按着个人的激情天分以及人的个性。
And everything we do needs to work together for the common good of everybody involved.
我们呢，就是要大家合作，然后呢，为一个共同的目标而努力。
Finally, we forget that to be great is to be the servant of everyone.
我们忘记说呢，伟大就是要，其实就是要成为奴仆。
At times when the disciples were arguing about who was the greatest in the kingdom of God,
他们那个那个他们的使徒呢，有一次在争执说，谁才是谁才是最大的最大的王国。
Jesus would bring a little child in amongst them.
耶稣会带一个小朋友来到他们当中。
And he said, if you want to be great, you've got to be like this little child.
如果说你觉得你是最大的，那其实你就是要像这个小孩子一样。
The greatest people in the kingdom of God are the people that serve everyone else.
最伟大的人在神的国度里面，最伟大的人就是当所有的人的奴仆的人。
Because he said even the Son of God did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
因为呢，神的子民是不是要来被服侍的，而是要来服侍别人的。
So in light of all that, how can we make sure that we're doing what it says here in this passage to walk worthy of the calling that we have received?
我们要有鉴于此呢，我们要怎么样子才能够落实到说我们的这个蒙恩是我们是真正走在这个与那个蒙恩的蒙召的恩相称的路上。
Let me suggest a couple things to us. First of all,There's the admonition of our calling.
我们对这个蒙召呢，应该保有警戒。
In the beginning of this passage, Paul describes himself as a prisoner for the Lord.
在这个章节就是这个以弗所书的一开始呢，他说，他称他自己为这个主的囚犯。
Another place, he calls himself a bond servant.
他说他自己是一个奴仆。
Let me ask you, have you been captured by Christ?
我想要问你们，你们有没有觉得你们是被基督所求呢？
Would you say that your life is like you are a prisoner with him being over you?
你是不是觉得你自己是这个基督的囚犯呢？
You might say, Pat, I thought when we come to Jesus Christ, we are set free.
说，哎，牧师，我觉得我们如果说是来信基督的话呢，我们其实是得到自由啊。
So if we're set free, how can we be a prisoner?
如果我们是得到自由，怎么会是又变成是一个囚犯呢？
That doesn't make sense.
这个不太合理。
But I would suggest to you it does make sense.
但是呢，我现在解释，让你觉得这是合理的。
The scripture teaches that we will be a slave to someone.
这个章节是告诉我们说，我们其实是某一个主的这个囚犯。
You are either a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness.
你会是你自己罪的囚犯，还是是这个正义的囚犯？
When Christ sets us free, he sets us free from the penalty and death of our sin so that we may be free to be his servant.
我们呢，这个神呢，是把我们让我们得自由，是从这个罪里面罪的捆绑里面得自由。
So when he calls us to walk worthy of the calling that we have received. It said to live that way means to how we walk. To live is how we walk.
所以呢，他说呢，要我们呢能够行走在这个蒙召的这个恩相称的路上。
Let me suggest this to you. To say that you believe something is not just something that you have in your head and you say with your mouth.
你说你相信并不是说呢你这个嘴巴说你相信。
What you do and how you live is what you truly believe.
你做了什么以及你怎么样子过你的生活才是真正的反映出你相信什么。
It says if we're going to walk worthy, it will be consistent with this calling that we have received from Jesus.
如果说我们要与蒙召这个走在这个蒙召相称的这个路上呢，就是要这个跟蒙召的恩呢配合的刚刚好的。
It means to be befitting or be like that calling, as is said. The same word is used in Philippians 1:27.
这个就是与蒙召的恩配的刚刚好的，就是行事为人上面都与蒙召一致的，就像腓立比书1:27说的。
Here's what that verse says. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我过来见你们，或者是没有在你们当中，都可以听见你们的情况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳。为所信的福音齐心努力。
In one of the sickest churches that I ever went to,
生最严重的病的这个教会，我曾经去过的这个教会当中。
I was preaching because the pastor resigned 2 nights before.
我去那边传道，因为呢，这个那边的牧师在两天前。
As I was preaching, I felt like there was tremendous spiritual warfare in the room.
我在讲道的时候就觉得说，其实在这个现场有很大的这个精神的圣灵的感动。
I was preaching about the purpose of the church.
我传讲说这个教会的目的是什么。
In the middle of my sermon, all of a sudden the man sitting out there said, I don't know what you're talking about.
在我讲到一半，现场有一个人就说，我不知道你在讲什么。
I'm not here to do what you're talking about.
我不是在这边听你叫我做什么事。
I'm here just to get something from me.
我来这边是要得到为我自己得到一些东西。
All of a sudden, some other people said, "Yes, I'm with him."
然后突然之间，其他的人就说：“呀，我也是跟他一样。”
They were not walking worthy of the calling that they had received.
他们这个就不是跟神走在这个蒙召的恩的路上。
As soon as I said amen, I prayed at that point and said, I think we're done. And as soon as I said amen, my wife ran out of the building.
然后我就以这个 amen, 阿门的这个词语结束，然后我的太太呢就马上冲出去。
She had our car running and pulled up so that we could get a quick getaway.
她呢赶快把车子开在最前面，这样可以迅速的离开。
As I gathered my things and started to go out of the building, the man that interrupted me stopped me.
就在我收拾要离开的时候呢，刚刚那个举手的那个人呢，就把我拦下来。
He said to me, "I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just don't get what you're talking about."
很抱歉，我把你打断了，但是我实在是不知道你到底在讲什么。
At that point, I told him, "I think there's one man in that building that knew Jesus, and he should go talk to him, and maybe he could help him."
有一个人呢，在这个教会里面应该知道，那你应该去跟那个人说话。
I share that with you just to say this: God has called us to an amazing purpose.
我跟你分享这个事情，就是要告诉你说，神呢的这个蒙召我们呢是有。一个很惊人的很目的。
And when we all follow him in that calling, amazing things will take place.
如果说我们行走在这个蒙召的这个路上呢，这个很惊人的事情会发生。
And I believe that's exactly what God wants to do in and through you in this church.
那我认为这个是神希望你们在座的各位呢能够希望做的。
So I encourage you to consider, where are you in your walk with Jesus Christ?
所以呢，我在这边鼓励大家想一想，你们现在你们自己的境况是在走在这个主的道路上面是走在哪里呢？
He admonishes us to walk worthy, befitting that calling, which is a pursuit of Him, knowing Him.
他要我们呢走在这个蒙召。跟这个蒙召的恩配的刚刚好的这个路上，行事为人都是与蒙召一致的这个路上。
Now I want to talk to us about the attitude of that calling.
再来，接下来要讲的就是我们的这个对于蒙召的这个态度。
He says in verse 2, "Be completely humble."
他在他的第二句话说要完完全全的谦虚。
I was struck Thursday evening as I went with a group of people that went for a visit to the Shia Muslim mosque right up on Transit Road.
在这个星期四的下傍晚呢，我去参观了这个一个什叶派清真寺的这个经验里面呢，我有一件事情让我非常的震惊。
One of our classes has been studying how to engage in conversations with those of the Muslim faith.
我们这个有一个课呢，大家都是在讨论说怎么样子可以吸引这种伊斯兰教的人的兴趣，要怎么样子可以融入他们。
They were a very welcoming community and wanted us to know that they were not radicals.
我们去的感觉就是他们其实是一个很温馨的组织，而且一点都不是这个很激动的。
In fact, they told us that the word jihad to them means self-abasement. It is more about self-destruction, not the destructions of others.
他们呢就是讲一个字，那个字的意思啊，就是说他们呢就是在这个他们的祷告这样子的一个。聚会里面其实是要认罪的，是一个谦卑、自我谦卑的一个意思。
They spent much time in their prayers talking about their own sinfulness.
他们在他们的这个祷告里面呢，花了很多的时间在认罪，在讲自己的罪性。
It was interesting to me that one of their men told a man from our group that they had no assurance.And they will never know until they die whether or not they go to heaven.
有一个有趣的事情，就是他告诉那边有一个人告诉我们这个去的其中一个人说呢，他们呢直到死亡都还不知道他们是不是能够有保证可以到天堂。
Yet in their confession of sin, there was a deep sense of humility regarding one another.
即便是如此，他们虽然说知道自己并不一定会保证上天堂，但是他们仍然是很对于彼此很完完全全的这个谦卑谦虚。
We're called in Philippians chapter 2 to have the same attitude as Christ Jesus, who emptied himself so that he might offer himself in service to others.
所以呢，在这个腓立比书的这个一章二十七节，就是指说要完完全全的谦卑自己。
I'm grateful that we have the assurance of heaven because of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
但是呢，我可以跟大家说的说，其实我们是可以，我们如果信耶稣，我们是有保证的，我们可以上天堂。
A part of that attitude that Jesus has that we consider others, I consider you greater than me, so I am here to be your servant, just as we are to be servants to one another.
就是我呢，虽然说是大家的牧师，但是我认为你们都是比我更伟大的。我来这边是要成为你们的。是要服侍你们的，成为你们的奴仆的。
In verse 2, it also says that we are to be gentle and patient with each other.
在这个以弗所说还说呢，我们要温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Part of the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness.
这个呢，一个很重要的地方就是温柔。
It means to have a spirit of meekness, a soft spirit, not an antagonistic spirit toward each other.
他讲的是一个很温顺的一种精神，很柔软的一种精神，不是一种敌对的。
It's the same kind of feeling I have every time I see my grandson.
这个就是像每一次我看到我的孙子那种心情一样。
When I see Judah, my heart melts.
当我每次看到我的孙子 Judah, 我的心就融化了。
If you've seen us with him, he's 17 months old this week, and it's hard for Pappy to be harsh with him.
他这个周末十七个月大，然后真的是要对他凶是很难的。你看到他，你就会很就整个人都软下来。
In the same way, when I see you, you are my brothers and sisters.
这同样的，我看到各位也是一样，你们是我的弟兄姊妹。
There may be times where we have to have discussions about certain issues.
也许我们会有一些对一些议题，我们有一些讨论。
But if we have the love of Christ, it should never be with harshness.
但是如果说我们是在这个基督的爱里面呢，从来不会是一种很严厉的一种敌对状态。
It must be with a gentle spirit.
应该就是一种很柔软的、很温顺的一种灵魂。
That's going to require great patience.
这个呢，需要很大的忍耐。
In fact, in love, it tells us that we should hardly even notice when others do us wrong.
这种爱呢，就是说我们其实几乎是不会察觉到彼此的这个轻微过犯。
Are you familiar with the story of Pinocchio?
你们。
Yeah?Now, I don't want anybody to lie to get a long nose, okay? But if you picture Pinocchio, it says, literally, to be patient with each other is to have long suffering, like you have a long nose that you can't see anything until you get way out there. You have a picture? Okay. Your turn.
你们不知道你们对这个木偶奇遇记那个鼻子会变很长的这个故事你们熟悉吗？那个就是只说要有很大的忍耐度，因为如果鼻子很长的话，你没有很大的耐心，你是看不到的。
If you say so, that's good. All right. So that means that as we deal with each other, we're going to literally bear. We're going to put up with each other with the love of Jesus Christ.
我们呢，就是说，我们要就是在这个神的，就是有基督耶稣的爱呢，所以我们呢就可以为彼此设想，然后忍耐。
And many churches fall apart or are hindered in the work because they are not acting in love.
许多教会呢有分裂啊，有问题啊，就是因为呢，他们呢，并不是在这个爱的氛围里面做工。
So you can only be responsible for your attitude. You are not responsible for anybody else's attitude.
你对你自己的态度啊要负责，你没有对别人的态度不负责。
So my question to you, have you checked your own attitude recently?
那我的问题对你们的问题就是说，你们有没有看一看你们自己的态度呢？
I have had times in my life where because of the circumstances of my life, I allowed myself to act in anger rather than love.
我有时候会看到在反省的时候看到自己呢就是反应是生气的不是一种爱的行为。
And I realized that I have hindered the work of Jesus Christ because of that.
那我呢就检讨我自己就觉得我自己阻碍了基督的工作。
God does not take too kindly to people that do that.
神呢是很不喜欢做这样子事情的人。
And he calls upon us to repent.
他叫我们在这种时候要认罪悔改。
Let me talk about the actions that take place out of this.
蒙召后的，让我们来谈一谈蒙召后的行动应该是什么样。
It tells us in verse 3, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
在这个第三节说要和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所是合二为一的心。
Notice it does not say to create a unity.
不是创造一个合二为一的。
It says to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
是一个维持的合二为一的心。
We cannot create a unity among people.
我们没有办法创造出这种合而为一。
Only God can create unity.
只有神才可以创造出合而为一。
We're responsible to do our part to maintain that unity.
我们呢是负责要保持维持神所创造的合一。
And those what it says about how that unity, what it's based on in verse 4, one body, one spirit,one hope which we were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，关乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Something I want you to catch, and has anybody ever lived in the south of the United States?Have you lived in the south?
Okay.
You can appreciate this. Listen how I say this. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in y'all.
Yes, right.
You got it?
Yeah.
It's a plural, not a singular.
Okay.就是他呢，这个众人的父呢是超乎众人，关乎众人之中，也住在众人之中。这是复数的众人的，不是一个。
Most of the injunctions in the New Testament are to us plural, as an entity, as the body of Christ in us, y'all, in us all. That's what we're called to. That's how important it is for us to be connected to each other.
他强调这个就是说这是一个复数的是所有人的不是单一个人的是众人把它全部聚集在一起这样子成为合而为一的一个身体。
That's why in verse 7 it says to each of us, each one of y'all, grace has been given as Christ has apportioned it.
我们就像经节四说七节说我们个人蒙恩都是照着基督量给个人的恩赐。
So God did the work of putting us together.
神是要把我们全部都放在一起。
Now we're to do the work of playing out the role that He has prepared us to do within this gathering of people.
这恩赐是要落实我们在基督身体里不同的这个角色。
That same truth is talked about in 1 Corinthians 12 when it says that we are a part of one another and each one should do the role that he's been gifted or she's been gifted to do.
同样的这个真理也在哥林多前书12章说呢 这个圣灵呢是显在个人身上，叫个人得益处。
Now please notice, it says here that he has given the grace to do these things.
他有被赐下这样的恩赐去做这样的事情。
In 1 Corinthians 12, it says that he has given each of us gifts.
所以这个是神，他是那一个给我们恩赐的人，他是给我们恩赐的神，他要我们去做这样的事情。
As he determines what gift we should have.
他决定我们每个人有什么样的恩赐。
And all the gifts are given for the common good.
所有这些恩赐呢，显在个人身上是为了要叫一起大家都得益处的。
And then it tells us here that he has given some special gifts to the church.
他在这边也有提到说呢，他有给在这个教会里面一些人呢有不同的恩赐，特别的恩赐。
Now what are these special gifts?
这些是什么呢？
It says here that he's given some to be apostles.
他是有的是使徒。
Apostles are people that are messengers sent with a specific purpose.
这个使徒呢，就是有一个特别的目的的，就是去传福音。
Many people see this today as those that are gifted to go plant churches in places where churches have never existed before.
他是要去传播这个福音的种子，到还没有这个福音还没有到达的那个区域。
He's also given us some to be prophets.
他也有先知。
Many people believe that, well, there are two kinds of prophecy. One is to tell the future, people that tell the future.
这个就是可以为预知未来的。
But the other part of prophecy are those that were used to just say, thus saith the Lord.
有一些先知呢是就是要来说耶和华如是说，就是要来传讲说神是怎么说的。
Throughout the Bible, only about 25% of the prophecy was about the future.
在这个圣经里面呢，有25%的这个先知是可以预讲未来的。
That tells me that one of the biggest tasks that God has used prophets for is to call people out about their sin so that they will repent and turn back to Him.
大部分的先知是会告诉说你的这个罪是在哪里，那你应该要在你应该要悔改。
From time to time, we all need somebody's voice to speak into our life and say, "Thus saith the Lord."
Yeah, 在这个偶尔呢，我们呢，我们的生命里面，我都需要有一些人来告诉我们说，耶和华如是说，来告诉我们的罪是在哪里。
So that we will repent of our sin.
所以我们可以悔改。
It also says that he sent evangelists.
他也赐下传福音的人。
These are those specially gifted to lead people to Christ.
这些呢，就是他们有这个恩赐是可以可以传福音的。
From time to time, I believe God will bring an evangelist here to the church just to be able to encourage us and help us focus on the task of reaching people for Christ.
有的时候呢，这些人呢，就是会把人带到教会来，让我们可以跟这些福音朋友传讲福音，让他们也能够信主。
Most statistics would say that about 10% of us in here. So if there's 50 people here, 5 people here probably have the spiritual gift of evangelism. 10%.
所以有10%的人在通常在一个教会里，10%的人呢是有这样子的一个恩赐，就是可以有传福音的恩赐。
You are the people that walk into a conversation with somebody, you tell them about Jesus, and they fall on their knees and repent. I'm kidding, but hey, you know. Anyway, just saying that we have the gift of evangelism. It also says that he has sent us pastors and teachers.
他也给我们牧师跟教师。
The work of the pastor is to shepherd as an under shepherd. Jesus is the chief shepherd, and we're to follow his direction.
牧师呢，就是像牧羊人一样的，他是关的牧养他的羊群的，他是我们的牧者，他是牧者。
Shepherds are to care for those that are hurting.
这个牧师呢，这个牧养者呢，是会关心受伤害的人。
But pastors are also given the responsibility to guide and direct the sheep, not the sheep telling the shepherd what to do.
他是引导就给这些羊群方向的，而不是让羊群来告诉他应该做什么。
In some of the sick churches that I worked with, the people thought that the pastor worked for them because they paid the paycheck.
有一些生病的教会呢，就是这些人呢会以为说牧师是为他们工作，因为我是付牧师钱的，所以牧师应该听他的。
Pastors are responsible to Jesus Christ, not to the people to pay the paycheck.
牧师是为这个耶稣基督负责的，而不是为这个牧养给他钱的这些人。
I'm not suggesting that there's not a level of accountability, but I am suggesting that we are to be sheep that follow a shepherd, not sheep that tell shepherds what to do.
并不是完完全全说这个牧师就不是要为这个众人，而是只是要有提出这样的一个观点，就是说这个牧师是要引导这个羊群往哪个方向，而不是由羊群来告诉他应该怎么做。
Another gift that God has given is that of teacher.
还有一个神赐下的就是教师。
These are those that are given the ability and also put the time in to study the truths of God's word and help others to learn them.
有这样恩赐的人呢，他就是有办法去研读圣经，非常了解圣经，然后可以引导跟这个牧养别人。
It tells us then that God has given these gifted people to the church, verse 12, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
他赐给这个赐下这样子的教师呢，就是要成为圣，让这样我们呢都能够成为圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So in light of what God has done in giving certain things to the church,
我们呢就是告诉我们说我们要怎么样子回应我们自己到这个教会里面。
Our response should be this.
我们的回应应该是这样子的。
First of all, to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
我们要维持这个合为一的一个心。
And we do that by maintaining the attitudes that we talked about a few minutes ago.
我们在就像我们之前讲过的，我们的这个态度，要维持我们合一的这个合为一的一个新的态度。
In fact, it says in Galatians 5:25 that since we live by the Spirit, we should keep in step with the Spirit.
就像这加拉太书5:25说的，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And if we keep in step with the Spirit, we'll maintain the unity of the Spirit.
如果说我们是走在这个圣灵的这个蒙召的这个恩的这个路上呢，就会靠着圣灵行事。
Second, we're to seek to be completely equipped by the gifted people so that we all together may do works of service which God has planned for us to do.
第二呢，就是说我们要完完全全的装备我们自己，就是让前面所讲的这些有恩赐的人呢来。来做做这样子的一个工呢，在我们身上，让我们可以有装备我们自己，然后可以呢一样的来做，一起来做工。
Some will give and some will teach.
有一些人是会给予的，有一些人是会教导的。
Some will show mercy and care for people.
有一些是会同情别人、关怀别人的。
Some will use gifts of administration to help things run well.
有一些人是管理的人，他管理的恩赐，他是用来管理这个教会的。
Some will bring healing.
有一些人是会有医治的恩赐的。
Some will simply be helping other people.
有一些只是就是互相的帮忙的恩赐。
Some will pray and demonstrate great faith in trusting God for what He wants to bring to His church.
有一些的恩赐是很会祷告，而且呢，就是会显示他在。这个他的信仰里面有很真诚的一个很大的很的一个信仰。
I don't know what God has for you to do, but I know that if we seek Him together, He's going to bring everything we as a group need for life and godliness.
我不知道神给各位的恩赐是什么，但是我相信神给每一个人恩赐，就是要大家呢能够一起同工，然后能够为他的教会的这个合一而努力。
Third, we have to keep growing.
第三呢，我们要一直不断的长大，成长。
Please hear me clearly. Christianity has never been about a decision for Christ.
基督徒成为基督徒，并不是有关于这个一个基督的决定，对基督的一个决定。
If you think making a decision for Christ is the end point, it is not.
你认为说你做了一个决定就结束了，其实不是。
If Judah was born and never grew, he would die.
如果说你重生了，但是你从来没有在成长，那你还是一样会在死亡。
But along with his parents, my wife and I and his other grandparents are committed for that young man to grow up to be a mighty man of God.
他是在讲他的孙子，就是说，如果说有这样大人的照顾，那他就会长大成为一个，也是一个很有成功的一个人。
Jesus never gave an invitation to make a decision for him.
这个基督呢，并不是要我们做，从来不是要我们只是做一个决定而已。
The number one thing he said to people was, "Follow me."
他第一个告诉大家的事情就是要跟随我。
I would just ask, are you following Jesus? Because if you follow Jesus, you will not stay put at one place. You will continue to grow.
我想要问大家说，你们是不是真的有跟随基督？如果你们是真的跟随着基督的话，你们不会在原地不动，而是会一直不断的成长。
Finally, just let me touch on this attainment. What we obtain as a church if we follow Him?
最后呢，我就是要讲一讲这个蒙召的造就。
If you look with me at verse 13.
如果你们跟我一起读第十三节。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，直到得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
The whole goal is to know Jesus better.
所有的目的呢，都是要更加的认识我们的耶稣基督。
And notice what it says in verse 15. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is our head, that is Jesus Christ.
15节，不，15节说，我用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Notice it says at the very end in verse 16, from Him, Christ, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament, everybody doing their part, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按其职，按照各体的功用彼此相属，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
The church is the hope of the world when the church is functioning correctly.
教会就是世界的希望，如果说教会是很正确的运作的话。
And I want to see this church continuing to function correctly. So let me play the role of a prophet for a moment. If you would bow your head then. I'm sorry. Some of us here may never have begun a relationship with Christ yet. If so, I encourage you to respond to Him if He's speaking to you by talking to Pastor Ye or one of the brothers or sisters here before you leave so they can tell you how to begin that relationship.
如果是的话呢，我真的是鼓励你，今天呢，这个你能够有所回应。 对于神的这个蒙召有所回应，能够跟我们的牧师或者是跟我们在座的弟兄姊妹能够谈一谈如果让他们来告诉你怎么样子开始这样子的一个跟神的关系。
Some of us here may be living with attitudes that are not like Jesus' attitude of humility, gentleness, patience, and we need to repent.
也许在座的各位有一些呢是在生活上面的态度呢并不是像耶稣的这种很谦卑、温柔、忍耐的这样子的一个态度，那我也希望你们能够认罪悔改。
If that's true of you, I call on you to repent today.
如果这是对你来讲是一个事实的话呢，我希望你能够悔改。
This is not your church; it belongs to Jesus Christ.
这不是你的教会，这个是基督的教会。
And if you're not following His desires for His church, you're actually hindering the work of the church.
如果说你没有在跟随他希望你做的这样子的话，其实你是在阻碍神的施工。
Some of us perhaps have come to know Christ, but we're not doing anything to grow in Him or to serve Him or others with our lives.
有一些人呢，就是虽然认识了基督，但是呢，并没有继续的成长，也没有服侍别人。
I implore you to take advantage of the small group meetings, Bible studies, discipleship opportunities to grow in your knowledge of the Lord and in your service to others.
我在这边恳求你呢，你能够就是能够参与小组的讨论，这个查经或者是门徒训练，给你自己有更多的机会，让你呢能够增长你的这个神的这个知识，而且有这个机会能够服侍别人。
Unity and love must be our trademarks. So if those are not the greatest desires of your heart for His church, then I ask you to humble yourself before the Lord.And see your brothers and sisters through His eyes and through His heart.
和唯一跟爱呢，必须是我们身体的我们的标记。如果这些不是你的心里面你最想要的事情的话呢，那我呢真的是恳求你能够把你自己谦卑下来，在这个神的面前谦卑自己，然后从他的眼光。跟他的心来看这个世界，来看待这个弟兄姊妹彼此。
Lord, we thank you for being head of the church.
神，我们真的是非常感谢你成为教会的主头。
We pray that by the power of your Spirit, you will help us to walk worthy of the calling to which you have called us.
我们呢，真的是祷告祈求你能够呢，以你的力量来帮助我们能够。
It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant him his peace. Grant you his peace, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
下面是收朋友卡和欢迎新朋友的时间。 请问这边有没有新来的, 今天第一次来的新朋友。
介绍一下自己。我是跟小雅第一次到这里来的。从哪来？我跟他说一下。他也是从加拿大过来，但是现在在这边住，也是很喜欢，就是敬拜我们这个上帝吧。然后我看好，我知道这个地方。好，我欢迎你，欢迎。
这边有个您来的，好，介绍一下自己。我是来自中国大陆山东烟台的，我15号到这里来，我们夫妇俩到这儿来旅游，今天正好是主日，到这儿来亲一身。好，我姓王，我叫王运三。好，欢迎你们，
辛苦了。 有几个事情稍微宣布一下啊，就是这个月底31号，这个崇拜会完了以后有同盟会，还有一个就是说这个揭晓还是12点15到20，如果会还没有结束的话，就请家长先去让把小孩接出来。下面是祝福颂，结束。下面祝福颂和那个。